we're starting off this morning's proceedings with hearing from the officers.
Good morning, Commissioners. We have some folders to hand up and two other documents. Perhaps if I start with the track change version of the plan. Just 3 points I'd like to bring to your attention in relation to the track change version. The first relates to policy 15. It's on page 31 and 32. You'll see at the bottom of page 32 the scope for those reference to the submissions that provide scope for those changes that have been noted.
Thank you.
The second matter that I'd like to cover off briefly is that the Te Reo translations have been tidied up throughout the plan and the additional explanations have been inserted as and where appropriate. And the third issue relates to policy 42. Go to page 42. Commissioner Rodway asked a question yesterday of Mr. McCallum Clark about the word "for" that was at the end of paragraph 5 and wanted to know whether that word should be deleted or not. And Mr. McCallum Clark said he would check to see, and it appears that the subparagraphs A and B had inadvertently been deleted from the track change version that had been provided. Some paragraphs A and B were in the notified version, and they've simply been inserted back into this version. There have been no changes.
Great, thank you.
Paragraph 5 now is complete. I might now hand up the folders that have the information from the opening tabulated as discussed. In terms of the tab that has Mr. Morgan's presentation in, that's tab number 6, you'll see that there aren't any speaking notes from Mr. Morgan. His speaking notes were simply part of the section 42A report, so
okay.
He didn't deviate from that when delivering his presentation. I'd like to hand up now, please, the consolidated response to questions which arose during the first 2 days. Take you please to page 3 of that document. The second to last question on that page was was a question asked of Mr Hughes, and that question was, can you provide the nutrient budget that was referred to in question 8.52 of the pre-approved questions? Now, that nutrient budget formed part of a resource consent application, and I have a single copy of that as a hard copy that I'd like to hand up. A soft copy will be provided. It's a fairly lengthy document, yeah. So one might suffice at this stage.
Good, thank you. Do you recall which panel member asked for that? Committee members, which panel member asked for that?
Morris, wasn't it? Yeah.
He did ask about nutrient budgets, so I'm not sure about that particular one. It could have been.
All right, well, we'll give it to you anyway. Good, thank you.
Now, in terms of that report, the more relevant pages are pages 5 to 9, which relate to the overseer budgets, and also pages 10 to 13, which talk about the intensification. And that concludes the opening presentation from the council officers.
Great, thank you very much for that. All right, we now turn to the part of the hearing where we hear from submitters. The first submitter we're scheduled to hear from this morning is the Big Bay White Baiters Group. Mr Chisholm, I see you're here already. Are you happy to proceed?
Yes, I am, thank you.
Great, thank you very much. Now, we've obviously submissioned. Thank you very much for providing that. And we've also managed to read the evidence that you provided very recently, the four-page document.
Yes.
So you may be relieved to know that you don't need to read that out loud to us.
It is a relief.
But obviously, if there's any points you'd like to highlight to us verbally, you're welcome to do so now. Otherwise, we'll just proceed to questions that we might have for you.
Very good. All right. Well, in that case, I will highlight a few.